And how did he come up with these recipes just through experience and testing and experimenting?
Magic. It's magic, bro. Magic. I study magic. So,
good answer.
A mix of magic, and I'll be honest with you. Some of them are recipes that I was inspired because I had a version when I was traveling. I went to a coffee shop and you know, had a shake or a coffee smoothie or something like that. And a lot of them were just me combining my sweet tooth, my craving for like chocolate, for example, with like the necessity of hitting my protein goal, but wanting to keep my sugar intake low.
Hold your station, this education is relevant. The motivation through conversation is evident. We're talking spiritual body mind development. This is the manhood experiment.
What's up, everyone? Welcome back to the manhood experiment. In this episode, we have some gifts for you. Being that it's the new year, it doesn't need to be the same old, same old. It's time to progress. We got the theme of stepping forward into greatness. And so we got some resources to help you along the way. This episode, we're going to break down some tools that are time tested and just proven to help you get ahead in three of the biggest areas when it comes to improving your overall energy, health, and mindset. So we have a few guides that we've made custom for you. I've spent the last 15 plus years working with clients and really trying to break things down to simplify how we can progress in these areas of life and remove these blind spots, you could say. And so what we're going to do is we're going to spend this episode covering and breaking down where some of these blind spots can hold people back. And we'll go over these guides. And when you, whether you want to do it during this episode, scroll down and click the link to download these free guides, or you can do it at the end of the episode. So we're excited to go over all of these resources for you guys. I promise there's going to be a ton of value. Before we get there, let's do a little round table and check in with the fellas. What's going on, guys? What's good?
Whoa. I've seen.
What's goody with
that's
a
my,
hoodie?
That's my Trinidad.
What was that? To, whoa.
It's like, whoa, what's you seen?
What's you seen, man?
What's you seen? What's you seen?
I like
what's
it.
Up, T? Yeah, what's up? What's new in the world?
You know, this episode is great because since I came back from Trinidad, I've been a little off routine. And now I'm in the last week and a half, I've been getting back in routine, getting my water in, getting my walks in, getting my sun in, getting my workouts in. And I think these books, I've used these books in the past, and I would highly recommend this because I love the getting up in the morning and doing a snack workout, which we'll talk about. Feeling creative for a nice recipe. You check Jay Sani, Jay Dragon's guide here. So I'm excited.
Love it. Love it. Big dreams.
Big dreams, big dreams. What's in good? The house. Watch them yeah. out. Big dreams in the house. Watch them out. Hey, what's up, y'all?
You should trademark that.
Man, I can't. Yeah, use it. But I love doing it, man. I think it gets everybody hyped. So that's what we'd be here for. But yeah. Man, that morning routine makes all the difference. I'm excited. My baby boy is going to have his first birthday next month. Like, that was fast, ooh. Right, y'all? Wow. I know the listeners like, hold on. Didn't you just have a kid? I know, man. That's how I feel, too.
Another one.
DJ Khaled. But, yeah, man, I'm excited because I think we finally get in a little routine here to where I'll be able to get back to me and create a routine for myself. And I think these books are going to really help me lock in and, you know, hold myself accountable to the changes that I want to make this year. Like I said, you know, new year, new gear. So I'm coming in hot, baby. Coming in hot.
Holla. Holla. Holla, holla, holla. Well, shoot, Jay Dragon here in the mic. And I'm about to spit some hot fire at y'all. So listen, first off, what I want to say is when I hear the word books, you know, the younger me would be dodging. That would probably be the end of this episode. So I really want to break these down as guides, visual guides that are going to help motivate and inspire and be the wind beneath your wings. So don't be scared. There's not a lot of reading here. There's more so just the right amount of resources to guide you along with visuals and links. And I promise There's massive amounts of value in here. And so
the irony is you just gave them the textbook definition of the guide.
Yeah.
No, what I like most is that he said the wing beneath your wings.
Yeah.
That just made me feel like I was like I was in a we peaceful fly place. High. No lie.
We know this. We bomb it. Okay. So
let's get into it.
Check me out. I slept good last night. All right. So movement snacking. Check it out. We got three guides. First one is we've talked about this concept on here before, but for some of you who are just tuning in, this idea of side hustles, movement snacking. I'm a father. I got a lot of things on my table. I also got goals to keep progressing every year. And this movement snacking has been a major solution. And like I said, it's been time tested and I've gotten a lot of really good feedback and it's continued to evolve. So the idea is, hey, it's hard to commit to doing an hour workout, 45 minute workout, sometimes even a 30 minute workout, especially if you associate having to get up and drive, go to the gym, get your gear out, you know, mix up a shake, get your water bottle and a towel and somebody's on your equipment or whatever. It can just be a process. I get it. For some of you, that is just a happy place and you're willing to do whatever it takes. But the goal here is trying to help people be more consistent in managing their energy. How movement snacking complements people's lifestyle is it can simply be your main source, your main entree, or it can be a complementary system to help keep you in shape, keep you progressing. And then if you get the extra time and you want to go get some seconds or get a bigger workout or you're pursuing some specific goal, it's going to help complement that. And so the idea is you don't even have to think about it. You can pick up this guide that you can use on your phone and it has 60 days worth of workouts. You can either follow them in order and they even say, we're talking 5 minutes or less workouts. Some of them will say 10 minutes, some of them are 15 minutes. So you can kind of go and pick and choose and then you can combine them because an example, we talk about this a lot. You don't always feel like it. The emotions, feelings follow the actions. Perfect example is I've committed to getting up and doing some morning movement no matter what, even when I don't feel like it, even when my body feels beat up and I can feel the weather with my knees, you know, I will do something. And there's a lot of times where I don't feel like it. Like I genuinely feel like I would rather just do something comfortable or find an excuse or an alternative.
To sleep in.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But by committing to a movement snack, this broken up piece instead of like a giant meal that is harder to digest, I often, and I'm talking like 99% of the time, feel better once I'm like 5 minutes or sometimes 10 minutes into something.
So how many times would you apply these small snacks? Because, you know, I'm getting hungry. This yeah, movement snacking is pretty appetizing to me. And I'm getting my hunger's building for this growth. So how many times a day would you say we do this movement snacking? What are you thinking?
Good news. Good news. The minimum is just get one in a day. And so that could be 5 minutes. Mm-hmm. The other way to break it up is I've talked about some of the productivity tips of like doing Pomodoro technique where I'll work in a 25-minute block and then I'll take a 5-minute block. I'm not always going to be moving around in between that 5 minutes. Maybe I'll get a drink of water. But if I could, I might get a resistance band and do some really light like pull-aparts or something to help correct my posture from being slouched over on a desk all the time. It could be doing 20 push-ups. But it's one thing to like say I should be doing something, but we've taken care of that. You literally can just look up this guide and just follow something. Maybe it's keeping some dumbbells in your bathroom and you can pump while you dump and you can really be super proactive. And so, yeah, I said it.
There's a quote for the
why
episode.
You dump.
That's
pump
a quote for the episode.
Yeah, I said
let's
it.
Let's go. Pump why you dump. Sorry for y'all eating breakfast.
But for you single fellas out there, the other one is like I keep a resistance band and let's say the weather, the sun happens to peek out behind the clouds, you know, during this winter months, you can pump out a quick set of some flies or curls or something like that at a rest stop. Do whatever you got to do. Maybe it's before a date, bring a resistance band, get 100 curls. You know, you don't want to show up on a date with any puny biceps. You gotta be packing some heat.
Swallow on them. Swallow up on them.
Get the juices flowing.
Get the blood
going. We're talking about how these are practical. The guide actually explains it. It says like how and when you could fit them into the day. You could do two or three if you wanted. The idea is it's excuse proof. It's like, I don't feel like I don't have time. Well, let's remove that. Data supports the fact that to maintain your muscle,
I mean, as little as 3 20-minute workouts per week can really help you maintain your physique. Mm-hmm. If you want to see some progress, that can vary based on the type of effort that you're bringing to the table. Now, where I have seen this work time and time again is having something consistent, like doing these fitness snacks and then making that time to get in that extra workout, or maybe you're training for running. Right now, I have a little bug, as you know, I like to pick goals at the beginning of the year. And right now I'm trying to improve my 5K time, which is, you know, how fast you can run 3 miles. I'm trying to improve my mile time and 400 meter time. A byproduct of getting faster is going to improve our body composition. And for me, having something tangible to chase after is going to make it more fun. And then I'm on the hook to do something on days even when I don't feel like it. And so the side hustles, these little movement snacks, help contribute, and they're fun. You can do them with no equipment. You can do them when you travel, and I guarantee they boost your mood.
I like it. I like it. Very, very appetizing menu here of options to get these movement snacks in. I feel like I'm at a Costco's right now. You know what I mean? Just getting these sample workouts in. 5 minutes here, 5 minutes there.
Yeah.
I would say with these workouts, what would be your best recommendation for like newbies trying to just get started?
Good question.
So let me answer part of that, because I attempted this. I still do this actually. And one of the things I do that Jay recommended is just do it the first thing as you get up. And what I loved was the one where the burpees, the jump ropes, and the abs. And you do that. I think there was 10 reps for the burpees. The jump ropes was 50 or 100. Abs was 20 something. And I repeat that 3 times. That'll take you, if you're a newbie, it will probably take you 6 to 8 minutes to finish that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But the thing is, I found that it was okay just getting up and just doing that first thing in the morning. Just as I come out my bed, in this right in front of my bed, I don't even have to leave the room. It was really helpful. But anyways, Jay.
So you keep the jump rope in your room?
Yeah, yeah. I keep the jump rope right here.
Show us the jump rope.
Well, it's in my bedroom. So.
Oh, you time people up with the jump rope now. All right. You freaky man.
I'll be jumping in the middle of the night. Just like get in my, yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, good question though. The first thing is, I think that I don't want anybody to ever be intimidated by where you can start. You know, get in where you fit in is often the narrative that we're going with here. But the movements and workouts are very simple. I mean, there's mobility routines, so you can pick and choose. You can scale these things up with like the amount of intensity, or if you want to attach like a time goal to them. The nice thing is you can follow the simple workouts, like a 5-minute workout, or you can click on, there's a link. I think we have a total of like, I think there's like close to 30 just workouts that you can click and just follow and watch the video of them. And you could just try a couple, you know, I'd make it a goal. If you click on 3, you can't click on anymore. You got to do one and pick one and just jump into it. Right. Because remember, like, there's things that we don't always feel that comfortable with because it's unfamiliar. One thing I take a lot of pride in when it comes to programming, I've been doing this stuff for like 20 years, creating workouts, is doing workouts that feel fun and challenging, and they complement each other. You know, they're not just overdoing it. It's not working out just to be hard. It's to get your body back in alignment. It's to get your body feeling functional.
Yeah.
The F-U-N and functional.
And I want to make this point. When I was in Trinidad, I was also doing these snack workouts. I brought my jump rope as well. But they're great for travel because sometimes you don't have access to the gym and you're in transit. It just helps a lot, you know,
with
that routine.
Speaking of travel, just quickly, wifey and I are actually going to be hanging out at an alpaca farm just to try to, you know, get out of our comfort zone. We're going to do this house sit type of situation near Asheville, and they got llamas and alpacas. Wow. And one thing they don't have is a gym. And so we're going to get creative out there.
You're going to do some Rocky IV training.
Yeah. And this is an example. We're bringing in the fitness snacks and the EMS suits and stuff. So fun experience. I'll touch on more of that later.
Nice.
And be a Joe Foreman and then have an alpaca on your shoulders and running. Damn, like George Foreman. Gosh. Y'all remember that? No, your Foreman. No, George Foreman, he got the George Foreman grill. He had like a pig on his back or something like that out.
Really?
You can have an alpaca.
It's heroic.
It'd be original. That's great content, bro.
I like it.
So we just spoke about the first guide in this download, which is Movement Snacking. Let's go on to the other one, Jay.
you know, we could just end here and I think people would get a lot of value, but that's not it, y'all.
But wait, there's more.
We got to keep the fun going. Let's put the fun in functional, baby.
We have three guys. This is the second one we're on now.
Yeah, we got more for you. So one of these is going to resonate with you. Next one, functional recipes book. And the big passion here is like, I think by nature, I like to be doing stuff, but I'm also a lazy person. I like need easy, quick recipes, but they got to taste good. Mm. And I've dedicated my life to making stuff enjoyable so that I can stick with it and kind of trick myself. It's like a cheat code for staying healthy. And so when I say functional recipes, you can think of it as conscious comfort food. You could think of it as, imagine pancakes that you can make in 5 minutes or ice cream that you can make with real minimal ingredients. But most of them are built around that really important component, protein, that a lot of people undereat. And yeah, you can go buy a packaged protein ice cream or snack from the store, but doing it with your own ingredients is more fun. It's saving you money. It's saving your health because you can know the ingredients you're familiar with that you're putting into different things. And so functional recipe is a guide based on like all sweets, things that contribute to your health or nourishing ingredients that you can do. Do you actually be motivated to be able to make? And I really put a lot of thought into like keeping the intimidation and the time required to prepare these recipes to an absolute minimum.
So just to get this clear, Jay, or for the listeners, you came up with these recipes yourself.
That's correct.
And how did you come up with these? Just through experience and testing and experimenting?
Magic. It's magic, bro. Magic. I study magic. So,
good answer.
A mix of magic. And I'll be honest with you. Some of them are recipes that I was inspired because I had a version when I was traveling. I went to a coffee shop and you know, had a shake or a coffee smoothie or something like that. Mm. And a lot of them were just me combining my sweet tooth, my craving for like chocolate, for example, with like the necessity of hitting my protein goal, but wanting to keep my sugar intake low. You know, so for example, instead of using excessive amounts of sugar, I will use things like fruit. In a case, maybe I'll use like dates or a banana, or I'll use monk fruit or stevia. I personally try to limit those artificial sweeteners. I still will use something like a protein powder that is, I think of it as like a functional ingredient that might be flavored, and I can add that to something like yogurt or oatmeal, or you know, you can make cookies and brownies or whatever. So it's something that when I see the inspiration, I'll take it and then add my own little twist to it. So
I would say, like, typically, how long does a functional recipe take from start to finish? You got your ingredients lined up, go. Like, typically, how long are you talking?
Yeah, I would say almost everything is under 10 minutes. And I really admit it. Because when you, I see these recipes and it's like, gosh, it's this picture, like, you're like, oh, it looks so good. And then it's like, oh, prep time, 40 minutes. It's like 40 minutes to prep something? Are you kidding me?
Well, I was making a gluten-free pizza and it took like 2 days. That was a recipe.
Two days to make a pizza.
I can, you know, pizza. I can eat
need
days.
A flour and let it set for like 2 days and then come back to it. So
now, like, don't get it twisted, you culinary snobs out there. I know how to do the damn thing when it comes to preparing. So I don't want to like butcher proper techniques or so on. But I'm thinking for the average person here that is really intimidated and would rather just run up to Chick-fil-A or get some other meal. You can do things in your own hands. And some of the stuff, for example, I mean, you can do things with an air fryer or you know, your magic bullet or your Instapot or blah, blah, blah. But at the end of the day, if you won't, it's just like, what's the best diet? It's like, what's the best workout? It's the thing you'll stick to. And so if you know that you enjoy this, you're more likely to do it. I legitimately, and I promise you, I'm a busy person. There's days where I work 14-hour days and I have pancakes like 9 out of 10 days because they take 5 minutes. And for me, it fuels me. And I have a baby that I watch after in the morning. So I have a lot of stuff going on. Yet even I have baby duty in the morning, almost every morning, and I still make my pancakes. I had coffee pancakes again this morning. And sometimes I do blueberry ones and sometimes I do savory and blah, blah, blah. But they're easy.
So follow-up question to that person for reading this guide. What's the easiest recipe you'd recommend and what's your favorite recipe in this guide?
I would say this concept that I have called pro bowls. And so pro bowl could be taking Greek yogurt. And I know not everybody's a yogurt person, but I take Greek yogurt and then a sugar-free one ideally. And then I would add some protein powder for a sweetener to flavor it up, some powdered peanut butter, and I'd stir that up. Like that alone is a pretty good deal. Now you could add some frozen blueberries to it and it tastes kind of like the ice cream type of treat, and it really just like overall great amount of nourishment.
I was going to say like a pudding.
Yeah. Or I'll take like a...
You should see Dream's face on this episode. Man, he's my just whole, like...
Oh my God. My mouth just...
And here's the thing.
Sounds amazing.
Yeah, you can make it like a pudding. You could put in like a sugar-free type of pudding mix or something like that. It's up to you where you want to go with this.
Pudding, just put the little berries in your pudding and you stir it up with your creatine and you and you eat them. Baby.
I might, for example, break off like a candy bar or protein bar and just break up like a quarter of it or a half of it as topping. So imagine you're going to a custom yogurt shop. I'll do that on a regular basis, and it still helps me hit my goals. And so that's a really easy one that can
like
take
a parfait.
Just a minutes. Yeah. Yep, like a parfait, exactly. Like a sundae.
Oh, people spend like $5 on those at McDonald's. You might as well, make that joint at home. Yeah, enjoy.
You're welcome.
Safe. Thank you, Jay. Thank you. Yep. The world thanks you.
One of the last questions I have for this functional recipe guide. In the guide, people see the carbs, fats, proteins listed out in all your recipes. Could you talk a little bit about that? Why is that important?
Yeah, these days, a lot of people are subscribing to different types of diets. I think awareness is key. I don't think that people need to track their food forever, but there's a lot of value in tracking your food for as little as like 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. And just knowing how much fat, carbs, or protein is in your meals, I think is a really good resource, especially if you're trying to make a goal and make a change. I spent most of my life just estimating and guessing, and it took me a long time. I was really stubborn to actually like track my macronutrients. So your calories are made up of those macronutrients, protein, carbs, and fat. And when I did, it just was like absolute freedom in knowing I had the flexibility and there was no more like mystery and guessing game. And so once you do it for a short period of time, it's just good to have that awareness. And here's my point of it. You having ice cream that has 50 grams of fat with 40 grams of sugar is going to have a completely different reaction on your body than me making a version that I think tastes just as good, but has 10 grams of fat and 5 grams of sugar with all that protein.
So I asked Jay, are you using like a chart to track these? You know, you'll see it. It says this amount per serving. So then you have to find out how many tablespoons is an actual serving.
I did that for
and
you.
And then you not. Oh, so, you took care of the hard
in
work
the book,
for
man.
Us.
It's in the book.
So
it's done for
it's
you.
It's as simple as knowing how many teaspoons you put in that joint. You know the calories. That's amazing.
The only thing this guy does not do is have Jay show up and make it for you.
Exactly. But hey, there's some videos of me on the internet doing it for you with you, baby. So eat your heart out.
You might be lucky. One day, Jay comes knocking on the door. You got the guide. I just found the address.
Hey,
showed
I come
up.
In?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do it. Done for you.
I'm here to make your parfait.
We used to have this neighborhood kid, Marty McNamara. He used to go, I just remember it was the funniest thing. He'd go to neighbors' houses, and maybe his parents deprived him, and he would knock on the door and say, hi, my name's Marty McNamara. May I please come in? And I don't know if you guys had those kids in the neighborhood that would just ask for things like with no shame. I loved it. I was like, that's just hilarious. Like, hey, can I have some of that? Can I have some of that?
I just had friends like that. I just had friends like that.
That's so awkward.
Yeah.
Hey, a closed mouth does not get fed, Dreams.
Closed mouth don't get fed. We know this.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Can I have some? All right.
What we got next on the table?
So we have the movement snacking guide, the functional recipes guide. And what's the third guide we have here, Jay, for this download?
The third guide is...
Drum roll, please.
The third guide is a lot all in one. And whether you subscribe to this or not, it's a carb cycle guide. And even if you said, carb cycle, what? It just really allows you to tune in and take inventory for the amount of like sugars and carbohydrates that you're eating. You don't have to cycle your carbohydrates in it. It has like a calculator and a tool for tracking what you eat. Typically, average carb cycling, and how I do it is on days that I train, I tend to be a higher carbohydrate days to fuel my workouts when I'm pushing myself. Mm. And in days when I'm not training, will be lower carbohydrate. If my goal is to get just jacked and tan or real quote unquote shredded, I'll bring in carb cycling in a sense where I'll go 2 to 3 days low carbohydrate, like for fairly low, I'm eating mostly protein, vegetables, and a moderate amount of fat. And then I will have a high day timed on the day that I'm training, a high carbohydrate day and low fat. And that is just like a cheat code for getting in shape. It works for me because it gives me something to look forward to. I've personally used this with probably 1,000+ people, and some people absolutely love it. You don't want to get neurotic about it, but within this guide has more of the recipes, what your days could look like. And so it's a great example. There's ways to do it without actually detailing all the numbers. I have a way to do it where you're kind of just estimating the meals, but the guide from start to finish has resources of how do you, let's say you weigh 180 pounds and you want to weigh 160 pounds. It has an example of what you would do if you're trying to lose weight. If you're trying to gain weight, it has that example. Mm-hmm. Same thing. Let's say you are 236.4 pounds and you want to get to 200 pounds. It helps provide some different ideas of what you can do so you have better framework. And within that, you'll be able to get some good examples. So it's a fun starting place. This is a guide that, I mean, I used to sell my website for $100 or I would have it as part of like coaching. So it's something that I think there's a lot of value in it. I mean, I know there's a lot of value in it.
No, it's a huge value in it. Definitely.
Let me ask you this, Jay. When you say carb cycling, let's use you as an example. On a high day, what's your carbs like? On a low day, what does your carbs look like? What's the difference in carbs from high to low for you?
Yeah, I mean, here's an example. And again, this is for me.
Yeah.
I'm a pretty active person. So I'm weighing about 185 to 190 pounds. My carbohydrates on a high training day could be 350 grams of carbohydrates, sometimes up to 400 grams of carbohydrates. And I try to get them from whole foods. A big difference than just getting them all from sugar.
Nut sprouts.
Yeah.
Okay.
bad joke.
And then, and then a lower carbohydrate day is not no carbs. I'm still eating, I might eat 100 or 130 grams of carbohydrates. So the difference is I might have something like oats and some sweet potatoes on a lower carbohydrate day. And the rest is like vegetables and protein, for example. And I'll try to time that around if I'm active. And then on a higher carb day, I'm trying to get extra. I need those calories because I'm very active. Like let's say I'm trying to get 3,000 calories in. If I don't get them from carbs or protein, I'm going to get them from fat. So it's just learning how to get them from the sources. On those days, I do want to make this clear. On days where I go really high carbohydrate, my fat content is a little bit lower. On days where my carbohydrates are lower, I'll let my fat go up a little bit higher. But I don't want that to confuse or complicate things.
I ain't gonna lie, that confused me just a little bit. Just a little bit.
Yeah.
When you look in the guide, it's easy.
Okay. If we reference the guide, I would say like this, just to make it very, very simple, plain and simple. For like a high carb day for the average person, what recipe would you recommend for your high carb day that somebody could just say, I want to do the high carb day? Which recipe should we go after? Say if you want to combine both books, both guides.
Yeah, I mean, for something like in the morning, it could be like overnight oats on a high carb day and you'd add some blueberries and a banana. If you're a hard gainer, you're trying to get, you know, some extra carbs in. That's an example. You could make a pancake. And I have a version where you use like oats, it could be a higher carb one, and then you can use like coconut flour and have a lower carb one. Same thing. So here's my goal. Just hear this out. Like if, and this is very general speaking, if your goal is to lose fat, keeping carbs moderate to lower is probably more in your favor. If your goal is to get better performance or gain muscle, carbohydrates can be a very good tool for you to get more out of your training. So I know it's very general. I would customize that for everyone. But like, if you know that you have more than 20 pounds of fat you're trying to lose, having really high carbohydrates is probably not ideal for your blood sugar and your hormone profile and all that. I know there's so much to get into, but...
No, that's helpful. That makes it pretty black and white.
And I just want to hit on this point, and correct me if I'm wrong. The carb cycling, the big benefit of this is it's for leaning out. It's not for weight gain.
Yeah. I mean, it can help with what's called recomposition, or it can make your body composition look good because you're depleting carbohydrates that is essentially like water and glucose like in your muscles, which is what you get from carbohydrates. And then you're adding that in and your body like sucks it in. But it can be for performance if you do it with higher numbers. But typically for performance, you want to hit a good calorie goal. Like right now, my goal is to get on average 2,700 to 3,000 calories on a daily basis. But my goal is like getting faster and getting stronger. So mm-hmm. your goal, if you're trying to burn more fat, I'd still push yourself, like try to get faster and get stronger, but keep your carbohydrates maybe a little bit lower, manipulate those, and that could help you out.
Nice.
Yeah. Very helpful. But don't fear carbohydrates. I feel like that is a big thing I think that can give people some freedom right now. I think so many people were stuck at this plateau because they're afraid to eat carbs. But if you're active and you're training, like carbs can do great things for your digestive system, helping lower cortisol and overall keeping you healthy. We can wrap on that anytime you guys want to go into more detail.
No, I like that you explained, just to add this little tidbit, I like that you explained what type of carbs you were talking about. Because sometimes people like think carbs and they automatically think spaghetti, pasta, you know, that I need to load on that. But you're talking about low glucose, complex carbohydrates.
Complex carbohydrates, things with fiber, fruits, vegetables. Like, again, I think people think potatoes and rice are the enemy and they're going to make you fat. It's the often with rice is sweet and sour sauce and oils and syrups.
Yeah.
And with potatoes is creams and butters and all that. Like, that's just a combination of fats and carbs, which is just a lot of calories. Mm-hmm. And so there can be benefits to eating. I mean, obviously a lot of benefits to eating carbohydrates to fuel for performance. It's just having context.
But I know you got that flavor insurance in your recipes, though. Like, if you want to flavor up the potatoes, I already know. I'm getting this book. We in there. Yeah. We in there.
Yeah. Right, right. Yeah. And speaking of this, how do we get this guide?
So we got the link in the profile. It's easy to download. The big reminder, y'all, is you got to have fun with it. And like, you got to have fun with training. Got to have fun with the food and nutrition thing. If it's all discipline, you're white knuckling through everything, it just doesn't last. And so you need to find a way to have meaning with what you're doing and enjoy the process. Get other people involved. Know that there's trial and error with the training side of things, the mindset side of things, and the nutrition side of things. But I truly mean that when you can understand the food thing, like it's not stressing you out, it just makes it so easy to be consistent. And it's so easy to stay healthier. When people are getting taken down, their immune systems are getting beat up. Like, if you are eating consistent and taking care of your system, you can perform on a better level in all areas of life.
Love it,
man. This is amazing.
All right, click that link and get those guides.
Awesome. So y'all, we always break down some experiments here. I think this one you could probably guess what it is. It's check these out, share them with your mom, share them with your neighbor, do whatever you need to do to get some people to buy in and enjoy the process. Things to come here in the near future. We are, like we said, you know, we're putting these experiments to the test. We're doing them for you, with you. And so tune in. We got some fun things here in the mix, along with some fun guests. We appreciate you. And until the next time, this is the Manhood Experiment.
We out.
Boom.
Hey, what's up? This is Big Dreams. Thank you for checking out today's episode of The Manhood Experiment. If you like today's episode, please subscribe and give us 5 stars. Not only does your feedback matter, but it helps us to connect with others just like you that find value in our weekly episodes. So subscribe, share, and speak with your friends and family about today's episode. And most importantly, take care of yourself, keep growing, and join us again on the next episode of The Manhood Experiment.